All right, art fans, welcome back. Ready to dive into another incredible artwork.
I know I am.
You know I always love getting your insights. And today, we're going deep, really deep, into the heart of nature, our subject.
I'm intrigued. Lay it on me.
Rocky, an oil painting by Graham Watts. And guys, this is not your average nature scene. We're talking a powerful bear, a roaring waterfall. Watts doesn't hold back.
A barren waterfall.
Okay.
If you've officially piqued my curiosity,
Yeah.
where do we even begin?
Right off the bat, the description mentions this incredible realism. I mean, this bear isn't just chilling in the background. He's front and center, staring right at you, practically jumping off the canvas. Watts uses these crazy detailed brush strokes, almost like he's sculpting the bear's fur with paint.
I can already tell the details in this piece are going to be important. It's that kind of attention to detail that really draws you into a painting, especially when you're depicting something as powerful as a bear, right?
Exactly. And then there's the waterfall. He makes it look so real, so powerful, almost like you can hear the water crashing down. It's not just a background element, it's a whole mood. In fact, it makes me think about a time I was hiking and stumbled across this hidden waterfall. I don't know if you've ever experienced that.
Oh, absolutely. The sheer power of nature like that is something you never forget. That rush of energy, the sound of the water, the feeling of the cool mist on your skin.
It's almost like Watts bottled that feeling up and put it right there on the canvas.
I'd say you're spot on. By capturing that motion, that energy, he's doing more than just painting a waterfall. He's inviting us to feel that same awe-inspiring power of nature.
And yet, there's this interesting contrast in the description. It describes the bear as powerful, which makes sense, right? But then it calls the waterfall tranquil. How do those two things even go together?
That's a brilliant observation, and it gets to the heart of what makes this painting so thought-provoking. Because
Yeah.
on the surface, you have these two forces of nature seemingly at odds with each other. You have the raw, untamed strength of the bear, and then this sense of peacefulness, this flow of life that the waterfall represents.
It's like he's saying something about the duality of nature, right? This balance between power and peace.
Exactly. And, bears are often seen as symbols of solitude, of our connection to the wild. But they can also represent introspection, a deep inner strength. So you have this external power, but also this internal resilience. Then you bring in the waterfall, which often symbolizes cleansing, renewal, even spiritual awakening. And suddenly, you're not just looking at a bear in a waterfall, you're looking at a reflection of your own inner landscape. Like that's how I see it.
I love that. And it makes you wonder, what's going on in the mind of that bear? Is he intimidated by the power of the waterfall? Or is he finding peace and tranquility in its presence? What do you think Watts is trying to tell us?
That's the beauty of it, isn't it?
Yeah.
He leaves that question open for us to ponder. It's a conversation starter, an invitation to connect with the artwork on a personal level, which is something Watts seems to be going for, especially with his use of realism.
Speaking of realism, I'm really struck by how he uses it in this piece. It's not just about technical skill, although clearly he's incredibly talented. It's about the feeling he evokes. You really feel like you could reach out and touch that bear's fur, feel the mist of the waterfall on your face.
Couldn't agree more. And that's the power of realism when it's done well. It transcends the canvas and allows you to experience the scene almost as if you were standing right there in that wild landscape. The way he uses light and shadow, the detail in every brushstroke, it's as if he's pulled back the curtain and given us a glimpse into the heart of nature.
And you're right, it does feel like an experience, not just a painting. Watts doesn't just want us to see the scene, he wants us to feel it.
Absolutely. And he gives us the tools to do just that. From the way he uses light to create depth and texture, to the composition itself, the bear positioned right in front of the waterfall. That's a deliberate choice, don't you think?
Yeah. It creates this incredible tension, this sense of drama. Like, is it a confrontation or a surrender to nature's power? We're left to decide for ourselves.
Exactly. It's a visual puzzle that each viewer gets to piece together. And those are the most rewarding kinds of artworks, in my opinion. The ones that stay with you long after you've looked away.
This has been amazing. So for anyone listening, the next time you're admiring a piece of art, take a cue from Graham Watts. Don't just glance at it. Really dive in, because every brush stroke, every color choice, every detail tells a story.
And who knows? You might just discover a hidden depth, a new way of seeing the world, or even just a little more about yourself.
Well said, as always. And on that note, we'll wrap up this deep dive into Rocky. Until next time, keep exploring.